Listening practice 7. Your school is setting up a website for students to watch learning videos online. Listen to three students talk about their views on online learning videos and on social networking sites. Complete the information in the spaces provided as you listen. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, thanks everyone for coming. I hope you don't mind me recording this. As you know, we're in the process of developing a website that allows our students to watch learning videos online. Perhaps we can start with everybody saying a little bit about what they think the main issues are about.
Well, right, I can start. I think I can say that it sounds like a good idea. But there is no way that you can replace classroom learning with online video learning. Videos are great for entertainment, but not so good for education. You may learn something from watching videos online, but it's not the same.
Sorry, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, sorry. I'm Mei Chung from Class 5A.
Okay, Mei. Please go on.
Yeah, I mean, learning is supposed to be interactive, right? We learn from teachers and we learn from classmates. We also learn by doing things, like in a science class, we learn by doing experiments, or in an art class, we learn by creating things.
But you can learn how to create things from watching online learning videos.
Yeah, but it's not the same, is it?
Maybe you can tell us more about what you think. What's your name?
My name is Dylan Leung.
Dylan, that's an unusual name. How do you spell that?
D-Y-L-A-N. Dylan. Dylan Leung.
Dylan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we all have computers at home, and many students have laptops as well. So we can all access online learning videos anywhere. The best thing is that you can stop the videos at any time you want. You can also replay them or watch them over and over again.
That's true. You can watch videos online anytime and anywhere. And you can replay them as many times as you want. All right. Okay, maybe I'll ask somebody else.
Hi, I'm Eddie Kwan from Class 6B. Obviously, I haven't thought about this as much as Mei and Dylan. I'm still not sure about all of this, really. I mean, I guess I can learn something from online learning videos, but it becomes very difficult for the students to interact with each other. Also, I cannot get any feedback from teachers.
Okay. I want to switch our focus of discussion a little now and ask how you feel about having a social networking site for teachers and students. You know, the kind of social networking site like Facebook. Do you think it would be a good idea?
No, I think it would be a bad idea. Students may get into trouble with their teachers.
Get into trouble with their teachers? How?
They may say something inappropriate. They don't know who will read their posts.
True.
But you can control who sees your information.
I know. I know you can, but many students can't be bothered.
I think all of you are too negative. Teachers can use social media to enhance their teaching. For example, they can give students information about their classes and set homework through Facebook or Twitter. Social media, if it is used alongside traditional teaching methods, could be very effective.
I totally agree with you. teachers should use social media to enhance their teaching.
That's right.
That is the end of listening practice 7. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.